VFLW podcast. My name is Grace Phillips and I'm joined with senior coach Damien Keeping. Damien, welcome back.
Thank you, Grace. We had a break last week, but good to be back on board.
We had a bit of a break, and in that break, we had the State of Origin game at Etihad Stadium. Now, it's been spoken about a lot, so we'll just touch on it, but tell us what you made of it.
Well, I thought it was incredible, and in talking to our game changers that were part of the experience, they just thought it was amazing. On the big space of Etihad, and with a crowd around them, and they said the noise was quite good to be a part of. So the game itself, obviously the result was a bit of a blowout, but the experience that our players have had through that will they'll keep in their back pocket, and no doubt draw on at the right times through their experiences to come.
Now, talking about experiences, you were there at the game. Was your experience soured when you saw Taylor Harris go down? How did you feel about that?
Yeah, look, we did get a bit uneasy in our seats and had our eyes on the bench for a little period of time when she came off to get checked out. But she's all good now and up and going again. So it was just an awkward sort of way for her to fall. But she's been checked out. She's all systems go.
I think seeing a game like that, played on Etihad Stadium, so pumped up, so many people there, it means something different to everyone. To me, it just consolidated how big this competition can be and the potential of it. What were you thinking when you watched the game? You saw them run out.
Yeah, I was really proud. And, you know, most of our players were in navy blue and white, which was good to see. But you just think that, you know, the experience, and that's what we want for all our players. We want them to come away through this whole football journey that they're on with amazing experiences. And that was one, and added to the journey of six of our game changers. And, you know, to see them out there just being themselves and really enjoying it was what I took away from it. You know, they were able to rub shoulders with, you know, the best, you know, 40 odd sort of players in the country, and that's something that that even our men don't necessarily get to do these days. So it was a special occasion.
After the game, Daisy Pierce from Melbourne said, from a talent perspective, you create the opportunities and the people will rise to the opportunities. Is that what you think happened there?
Yeah, look, and I think we saw that through AFLW as well. I mean, you look at someone like Bree Moody, who had played, you know, just eight games before we drafted her, and we threw her in the melting pot of some really pretty high expectations, and the way in which she grew through our AFLW season, and in fact, the way in which she's grown over the VFLW season in our off season has been incredible, and she'll come back bigger and stronger and with a much higher level of knowledge around the game, and she's impacting games you know, far more significantly than what she was back at the start of our season earlier this year. So we've seen that right through. You put the experience in front of them, absolutely. You know, you put the right environment, the right learning environment around them. I think that's the other important element in that, and you give them every opportunity to grow.
And you said there were high expectations, but there's not only high expectations from you, but actually the supporters as well. They're turning up to these games full of enthusiasm and support for the girls. When that's growing with the next season, do you find that daunting that you have to keep putting on these amazing experiences, or is that actually motivating you at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think that's what's been exciting right through all of this. We've certainly not put any boxes around our players in the way they needed to live and perform, and we've asked them to come and be themselves, bring their strengths and get really good at that, and at the same time grow some of those improvement opportunities that they've got around their own individual game. But you know, I think moving forward, that expectation needs to still remain as that this is something that doesn't need to look like anything else, and that we've got an opportunity to continue to grow and make it look like, you know, something that's really exciting and different. And I think provided we hold that expectation, certainly at our level, we'll make sure that the players, our game changers, understand that, you know, they just need to be themselves and continue to grow and get better at doing that. And that's what we value. And I think that, you know, provided those expectations, you know, fit within those parameters, then I think we all get something really special every time we watch an AFLW game and we see a season grow from one to the next.
And the team's growing as well. We've seen lots of new girls come in, and more new girls will come with the draft coming up. When you think about selecting these girls, how much thought goes into the fact of their thinking about their behaviours, their standards, their values in making sure the Carlton culture is what you want and what we're building it to be.
It's something that I've spoken about quite regularly. The fact that our first 27 were able to build a culture that that was desirable to be a part of, and you know we've already had you know a number of other players from other clubs you know want to get a part of that, and you know anyone that we bring in, certainly if we go back to the first 27 that we brought in, you know. The character that they had and the type of person that they were, both on and off field, was of paramount importance to us. You know, we continue to measure the players like that and on those against those measures before we bring them into the club. So the 11 or so girls that we bring in through through our draft period will be measured against that as well. We've been very, very lucky to have Taylor Harris and Nicholas Stevens already join us from other clubs, and Karen Harrington and Madison Gay, who are our other sport rookies that we've upgraded onto the primary list. You know, a wonderful character through all of them. And the players that we draft come October will be of that character as well, and we'll make some really sound decisions and make sure that they can add to the culture of the club as well as to the on-field success.
And speaking of the on-field success, we saw a lot of the girls celebrated for their achievements throughout the VFLW season last night at the Best and Fairest, including Bree Davey, a second place in what, the second consecutive year?
Yeah, look, I'm really proud, and the club's really proud today to have Bree recognised for the effort that she's put in and growing her game. And, you know, it's individual recognition for a lot of hard work that she's put in. She's really committed to that St Kilda Sharks effort, and they've got some challenges in front of them. They're still alive in the final series, and, you know, Bree's hoping to play a big part in that. To experience some team success, but yeah, certainly last night some recognition for a really solid season that she's had through the midfield back at St Kilda.
Now, you touched on the finals for the VFLW. Run us through them. Who's left? Who do we have in them, and where can we go and see them?
So a couple of upsets on the weekend. St Kilda played Melbourne Uni in the elimination semi-final, and all expectations were around Melbourne Uni getting over the line there. But St Kilda, with their competitive nature, you know, got over the line and caused an upset. So Melbourne Uni are out, which means that Gab Pound and Maddie Carrick, Kate Sheeler and Nicola Stevens now take a good rest and get some time, early time off before their AFLW pre-season. But we'll have Bree Davey, Tilly Lucas, Wright and Maddie Gay running around this weekend in the preliminary final, and St Kilda take on Darabin, who were upset by Diamond Creek. So our very own Scott Gowans is head coach down at Diamond Creek, so he's done a wonderful job with that group this year, and they're playing some exceptional football, really disciplined team football, and they were successful in their semi-final and go straight through to a grand final. And Alison Downey was exceptional, played a fair bit of time forward and was really creative up in that forward half of the ground. And Karen Harrington, our other sport rookie that we've upgraded onto the primary list, played a significant role on Katie Brennan was able to sort of take her out of the game and was a real contributor to the outcome for Diamond Creek on the weekend. So Darabin and St Kilda in the preliminary final this Saturday afternoon out at Coburg, and there'll be a real challenge for Darabin. Obviously they'll go in favourites, but I'm sure St Kilda will come to play.
And there's no doubt you'll be there this weekend.
We'll be casting our eyes over the talent, and there's a young guns game before the preliminary final in the morning. So some opportunity to have a look at some of the younger talent that's coming through the ranks at VFL level two.
Well, Jamie, we'll make sure we'll get you back in next week after the final to ramp up the grand final. Thank you for coming in today. I'll speak to you next.
Sounds good. Thanks, Grace.